This is the reading for May 15th. Psalm 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise Him, you servants of the Lord, you who stand in the Lord's temple and in the temple courtyards. Praise the Lord because He is good. Sing praises to Him because it is pleasant. The Lord has chosen the people of Jacob for Himself. He has chosen the people of Israel for His very own. I know that the Lord is great. Our Lord is greater than all the gods. The Lord does what He pleases in heaven and on earth, in the seas and the deep oceans. He brings the clouds from the ends of the earth. He sends the lightning with the rain. He brings out the wind from His storehouses. He destroyed the firstborn sons in Egypt, the firstborn of both people and animals. He did many signs and miracles in Egypt against the king and his servants. He defeated many nations and killed powerful kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan. Then He gave their land as a gift to His people, the Israelites. Lord, Your name is everlasting. Lord, You will be remembered forever. The Lord defends His people and has mercy on His servants. The idols of other nations are made of silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have no breath in their mouths. People who make idols will be like them, and so will those who trust them. Family of Israel, praise the Lord. Family of Aaron, praise the Lord. Family of Levi, praise the Lord. You who respect the Lord should praise Him. You people of Jerusalem, praise the Lord on Mount Zion. Praise the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 31. The Philistines fought against Israel, and the Israelites ran away from them. Many Israelites were killed on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines fought hard against Saul and his sons, killing his sons Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua. The fighting was heavy around Saul. The archer shot him, and he was badly wounded. He said to the officer who carried his armor, "Pull out your sword and kill me. Then those uncircumcised men won't make fun of me and kill me." But Saul's officer refused because he was afraid. So Saul took his own sword and threw himself on it. When the officer saw that Saul was dead, he threw himself on his own sword, and he died with Saul. So Saul, his three sons, and the officer who carried his armor died together that day. When the Israelites who lived across the Jezreel Valley and those who lived across the Jordan River saw how the Israelite army had run away and that Saul and his sons were dead, they left their cities and ran away. Then the Philistines came and lived there. The next day, when the Philistines came to take all the valuable things from the dead soldiers, they found Saul and his three sons dead on Mount Gilboa. They cut off Saul's head and took off his armor. Then they sent messengers through all the land of the Philistines to tell the news in the temple of their idols and to their people. They put Saul's armor in the temple of the Ashtoreths and hung his body on the wall of Beth-shan. When the people living in Jabesh-Gilead heard what the Philistines had done to Saul, the brave men of Jabesh marched all night and came to Beth-shan. They removed the bodies of Saul and his three sons from the wall of Beth-shan and brought them to Jabesh. There they burned the bodies. They took their bones and buried them under the tamarisk tree in Jabesh. Then the people of Jabesh gave up eating for 7 days.